As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it, and that is that I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. And it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have, which I don't. But I love Robert, and it was, one of those days yesterday.
It's Aaron Rodgers yesterday on the McAfee Show. He loves Robert. Robert
sure
Sala
does.
Loves himself some Robert Sala.
I do love Robert.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Totally didn't want him gone.
I got that sense.
It's weird that he shoved him on Prime a few weeks ago against the Patriots. Like, that's just an odd coincidence. Gets fired a couple of weeks after that.
Any chance in the world, if Aaron Rodgers, quote, loved the head coach, they would fire him after 5 weeks?
One wouldn't think.
No. I would say no chance.
One would think he'd get a little bit more time instead of he steps off the plane on the way back from London and gets his ass fired.
Woody Johnson would be like, hey, Aaron, we think we're going to fire Robert Saleh.
And it just so happens to be a week after Aaron Rodgers throws three picks and like people are kind of piling on Rodgers.
It's
interesting that there's just the timing of a distraction.
Coach is gone. Although,
that's
interesting
update
here.
Well, I was just going to say this. So in Rodgers' defense, part of the story behind Robert Saleh getting fired, and it's hour two, Jones and Keefe, here on WEEI. Alex Van Pelt speaking any moment. He might already be speaking. If he says anything interesting, we'll be sure to pass it along here, especially as it relates to Drake May, who's speaking of pretending to like somebody, and I'm not so sure he does. That's my feeling on Van Pelt with May. But part of the reporting is that Robert Saleh wanted to take away the play calling from Nathaniel Hackett in New York, and then instead Saleh paid for it with his job. The announcement today from head coach Jeff Ulbrich is that Todd Downing will be the team's new play caller, meaning Nathaniel Hackett has lost play calling duties
in New York. So now I would say Alex Van Pelt, not the worst offensive coordinator in the division. Todd Downing's trash.
Is he?
Downing was with
Was he the DUI guy in Tennessee?
Oh, I don't know what off the field he was doing, but on the field
he was the DUI guy in Tennessee.
Was he really?
Yeah, I think so.
Coordinator in 21 and 22 for the Tennessee Titans. I think in 2022, Titans had one of the worst offenses in football.
Todd Downing's DUI arrest video came after victory beers. After they beat somebody.
I hear that.
Got it.
Yeah, November of 2022.
Okay.
So, yeah, maybe he was a bit distracted that year, but his offense sucked out loud. So,
well, Titans offense in 23 was 30th in overall offense, 28th in points scored.
No, he wasn't there.
Half per game.
He wasn't there in 23.
Oh, Wikipedia is telling me he was fired January 9th, 2023.
It was 21 and 22, and then he joined the Jets last year as the passing game coordinator. He was also an offensive coordinator for 1 year with the Raiders in 2017. He's had sort of a weird career. He's been like a tight ends coach. He's been a quarterbacks coach. He's been a coordinator. He's been in the NFL, I think, since 05. So he's not even that old of a guy, but he's been in the league a really long time. But he's not a good offensive coordinator, and now he is in charge of calling the plays.
Okay. So you just said maybe Van Pelt isn't the worst play caller in the division.
He might not be.
Look, I don't know that the Patriots have the best quarterback situation going on in the AFC East. I wouldn't make that point. But we're five games in. Drake May still hasn't played a game. And the gap feels like it's closed significantly between where the Patriots are at quarterback and the rest of the division. Josh Allen has no, I still believe in Josh Allen as the second best quarterback in the NFL.
No, he's
Patrick
a stud,
Mahomes.
And I think by default would be the favorite for like the next 5 years because it's Josh Allen. But I think no Steph Diggs or even a player with that, he threw to him all the time and was just so productive with him. And even if you think Diggs is kind of sliding down his career, I don't know if Keon Coleman's that guy yet. He has to develop that guy, or even Shakir. Like, they don't have that guy yet. So they're putting so much on Allen. They keep losing guys defensively too. Like, that's the best team in the division, probably, but also not as good as we thought they were going to be.
That's
if you looked at them 3 years ago, I think you expected them to be on that same level with the Chiefs. I don't think they are.
After Mahomes, who would I take?
Probably Allen. Yeah.
So maybe Lamar, I don't know. Maybe Burrow, but he's in that group, right?
Lamarvelous.
Yeah. Two-time MVP.
Yeah, true.
Two whole playoff wins in his career.
Well.
So that's probably who I'd start with. But he hasn't had the receivers. The offense doesn't look as good. He looked terrible last week. So he's just not quite what he looked like even a few weeks ago when he lit it up on Monday Night Football. So drop him down a half step. Tua, the concussions, which were an issue 2 years ago. He was healthy last year. Already now you're looking at whether or not he has a long-term career in the NFL. He's expected to be back this year, but who knows? And who knows how he'll look when he comes back. Aaron Rodgers looked phenomenal against the Patriots on Thursday Night Football when he was shoving his head coach, now that's former head coach,
kinda it,
Robert
though.
Saleh, who he loves.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he hasn't looked great. They're going to have to reset at quarterback sometime soon. Miami probably has to take a long-term evaluation, despite paying Tua, at what they're going to do at quarterback. The gap has shrunk by default without Drake May even playing. You should feel better about Drake May out there than Jacoby Brissett. Can you make a case the Patriots are in the second best spot in the division at quarterback after the Bills and Josh Allen?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on just how good Drake May is, but I think just on paper, on potential, they are. And I think this isn't even a commentary that the Patriots are in this great shape or like lookout league. It's more Miami and New York have come crashing down to your level. That's how I view it, because New York, whether Aaron Rodgers is good or bad, and right now it looks like more bad, they're still going to be QB fishing in the offseason and head coach fishing.
Yep.
So next year they might have a new head coach, new quarterback. You know how that can go. You can spin the wheel. They can either be great, they can be horrible, somewhere in between. But it's the two most important positions, and there's a great deal of uncertainty there. Meanwhile, Miami has the wide receivers, has who I think is a good play caller, but anybody other than Tua looks awful. And even Tua in his game and a half didn't look great.
No.
But that was whatever. So if Miami's offense is a mess, that should be their calling card. So now what looked like a really good division, what looked like, oh my God, Patriots looking way up on three teams, now it's Josh Allen taking a team that's not as nasty as a lot of us thought was going to be, and then two other teams that have losing records right now and might be at risk of having losing records for the whole season.
Yeah, I would just say what look like very steady quarterback situations are not.
No, definitely not.
And so, you know, you feel good about Buffalo. They have to improve what's around Josh Allen and maybe the play calling there. Not to make excuses for Josh Allen, but you feel like that's still the top of the division and the class of the division. But the other two?
Tyler Snoop Huntley right now is the starter for Miami, and then whoever ends up replacing Aaron Rodgers.
And the Jets feel like a real mess.
What, they're not only are they a mess, but
and
they're
no,
not going to be
no answer long term.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be bad enough to get whoever you think it is. Like, I don't like Carson Beck, but just play it out. Like, one of the Quinn Ewers, one of those
right.
guys.
They're not going to draft in the top five like the Patriots
so.
Did.
Yeah,
no.
So then they're going to be looking around for the Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, like that type of guy that leaps.
So we'll still take your thoughts on your expectations for Drake May in his first start and where the Patriots fit in that hierarchy in the division, how they may be closer to Super Bowl contenders than you think. Case in point, the team on the other side of the field this weekend, C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. I'm looking over some of what Alex Van Pelt is saying right now.
He's
been
talking
for the last, 10 minutes or so.
All right.
Alex Van Pelt said, obviously with a quarterback change, you change a little bit in your approach. Is that enough, Keith? Do we want a little bit of a change in his approach?
A little bit. Just a skosh.
I would like a big change in his approach. Van Pelt, and I'm reading from Phil Perry here, said the decision to go with May came now. Obviously, we're not where we want to be offensively, especially in the pass game. That's interesting because he said last week, Keith.
Oh, he loved it after the Niners game.
He thought
Brissett was actually trending in the right direction.
It was an odd question, as I referred to it last week, and now he's acknowledging that.
Okay.
Obviously, we're not where we want to be offensively.
Okay. No, this guy terrifies me. I mean, very much Drake May's future is in his hands. And, you know, to your point, really good players have overcome subpar coordinators in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, you'd like to give him every advantage you can. Like, if you don't have a great offensive line and you don't have a great wide receiver room, at least have the guy that you have confidence in to draw up a few, like, can't-miss plays.
Yeah.
And I just don't think the Patriots have that.
That's an odd question.
it is. Here's what Van Pelt said about practice yesterday. Drake May had a practice as QB1 yesterday.
Yes.
He said the Patriots opened with a blitz period at yesterday's practice.
Texans are probably going to blitz a lot.
Drake May went 6 for 6.
Oh, can't do better than that.
It's pretty good.
Can't do better than that.
It says six for six
for negative 6 yards.
That's a good point.
Did not specify the yards.
100% completion percentage.
Yeah, no, I love
then
that.
I don't get this. I might need to hear some context on this.
Okay.
Van Pelt said some of his play calls against the Jets in week 3 still haunt him. Does that mean when May was out there on that final drive,
yeah,
is that what he's talking about?
I would assume so.
It haunts him?
Haunts him. Keeps him up at night. A haunting in Foxborough.
Okay, well,
that's a little
bit of self-awareness from Van Pelt.
There you go.
Okay, good.
Well, maybe he's got, yeah, so maybe he also, if we are given the opportunity for Drake May to learn from mistakes, can Alex Van Pelt also learn? Is that possible? Can you teach an old man new tricks?
Well, I was going to say, is it possible? Sure, it's possible. Do I feel great about it?
No.
No, I do not.
No, I don't.
The man's been in the league for a long time. I'm guessing he kind of is. Drake May just got here.
Yeah.
Not just to New England, but to the NFL.
Right.
Van Pelt's kind of been here a while.
So a little bit.
My guess is there won't be changes, but sure, it's possible.
Mm.
And, you know, if Drake May is what we hope he is, Drake May can mask a mm-hmm. lot of that. So, okay, his play calling still haunts him. And they threw a blitz period at Drake May yesterday in practice, and he went 6-for-6.
Yeah.
In his decision-making. I'm not quite sure what that qualifier means.
Huh. But
that's some of the news coming out of Alex Van Pelt and his press availability today.